Richard Arnold, good afternoon. Developing story here. Donald Trump has fired his acting attorney general.
Developing, coming up midnight, East Coast, US time. Yeah, if the aim of the Trump team is to take on government as usual, they have succeeded with this latest move. President Trump sacking Sally Yates, who was the acting attorney general, an Obama holdover. She defied the White House and refused to defend in court the new Trump travel restrictions targeting those seven mostly Muslim countries. Now, this is reminiscent of the last time something like this happened, at the height of Nixon's Watergate, when he did a similar thing, firing the then Attorney General Elliot Richardson and his deputy for refusing to end the Watergate probe by the special prosecutor at the time, Archibald Cox. 10 months on, Nixon was impeached. That was a turning point, and former assistant Watergate prosecutor Richard Benveniste says of President Trump's move now,
Mr. Trump is putting himself at risk, and the risk is that people in the United States will react harshly to what he is doing. He is impulsive.
Well, we'll see about that. In a statement, the White House accuses Yates of, quote, betraying the Justice Department by defying them on the travel ban. The White House statement calls the sacked Attorney General weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration. Most acknowledge that the imposition of the travel ban was done with little consultation, led to a deal of chaos. More than 735 people were pulled aside for questioning by Customs and Border Patrol at various airports and such, including 394 green card holders who are legal permanent residents. One of those suing the White House over this is Washington State, whose chief legal officer, Bob Ferguson, says,
the litigation that we are bringing in Washington State challenges the very constitutionality of this executive action. And if we are right and the courts agreed, it would invalidate that, not just in Washington State, but nationwide.
So all this is stirring a lot of reaction, as you'd expect. Silicon Valley has been very vocal in opposing the ban, including Google, Yahoo, Facebook, many others. So too has Ford. A lot of businesses, while Starbucks says it will hire 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years, and that has brought threats of an anti-Starbucks boycott. The immediate issue for the White House is the court cases. And also Trump's own pick for Attorney General Jeff Sessions, because his latest confirmation hearing, timing folks, is set for tomorrow. And this could harden the partisan divide and make it more difficult for Sessions to get through. Meantime, this is having some other fallout. There are reports of various points of government resistance, and there is a Twitter site that's emerged in the name of rogue White House staff. Not clear who this is, if it's legitimate, if it's fake, but it has hundreds of thousands of followers in just a short time, and it is fascinating reading. Meantime, also some critical comment about the Turnbull government in the New York Times latest in relation to some of this. They wrote, quote, Trump effect has been felt even in Australia, where Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has come under criticism for saying it is not his job to comment on the domestic policies of other countries, this after securing a pledge from the president to honour an Obama administration agreement to accept refugees detained on the Pacific islands of Nauru and Manus, unquote. So that is the New York Times making a link, suggesting that Canberra has agreed to stay quiet in return for the green lighting of the refugee deal.
Yeah, and there was also a comment by Bill Shorten today where he called out Malcolm Turnbull for not making any comment at all about anything Donald Trump was saying. And he said, well, that's basically compliance and complicity along the way as far as these travel bans are concerned. Richard, thank you. Developing story, as we said. Appreciate the update. Richard Arnold in the US.